Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast, where we go beyond religion into revelation, unveiling the truth of God's word so we can walk in divine purpose, authority, and victory through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome back, guys. It's your brother David. And today's message is titled "The Unction to Function." Hallelujah. Today we're going to dive deep into what it truly means to walk in the unction, the divine empowerment of the Holy Spirit, so that we can function effectively in the things of God and become a channel of blessing and a solution to others around us. Hallelujah. But you know, we must start with prayer. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this moment in your presence. Lord, we ask for the unction to function, that divine empowerment that comes from your Holy Spirit. Anoint our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our hands to do what you've called us to do. Let this message stir up gifts, activate purpose, and bring breakthrough to every listener today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, the phrase unction to function means the anointing and empowerment from God that enables us to operate effectively in his kingdom purpose. I saw a post yesterday. Somebody said, you know, ministry without the anointing is annoying. I promise, I have to stay off the internet. Oh, Jesus, help us. Hallelujah. But I understood exactly where they were coming from. It can definitely be, it just goes back to not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, oh Lord. Hallelujah. But the word unction comes from the Greek word chrisma, which literally means anointing. 1 John 2:20 says, "But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things." That word unction refers to the inner anointing of the Holy Spirit, the divine enablement that gives us supernatural ability, wisdom, and power to do what God has called us to do. See, some of us, you know, we've been trying to do things our way, on our own strength, our own understanding, and worldly wisdom, right? But I can tell you, I've tried that. It just, it's hard. It's difficult. But through Christ, I can do all things. Mm-hmm. So you see, without the unction of the Holy Spirit, we can have gifts, but no power. We can have zeal, but no fruit. We can have knowledge, but no revelation. Mm-hmm. See, the unction is what transforms ordinary ability into divine functionality. Mm-hmm. It's what empowers your calling, strengthens your ministry, and gives your life spiritual impact. Mm-hmm. Impact. Hallelujah. See, the unction doesn't come from education, position, or title. It comes from relationship with the Holy Spirit. In Zechariah 4:6, God said, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." See, that's the key right there. See, the unction flows from intimacy with God. It's born in the secret place. I know a secret place that has a shadow. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Mm. But it's born in the secret place, in prayer, worship, and surrender. When you stay in His presence, you stay plugged in to divine power. Lock in. See, Jesus Himself modeled this. In Luke 4:18, He declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind." Oh my God. Oh Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's up. We lit. Hallelujah. See, even Jesus, though fully God, operated in His earthly ministry through the unction of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that anointed Him is the same Spirit that dwells in you. Mm-hmm. Romans 8:11 says, "The Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you." Mm. Nothing. There's nothing our God can't do. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes when we meditate on that, when we meditate on the Holy Spirit that dwelled in Jesus, that rose Him from the dead with all power. Oh my God, dwells in you. Mm. Oh, like, you know, we don't even. So when you walk with God, you carry resurrection power inside of you. You're not ordinary. You are anointed to function. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about what it looks like to function under the unction. Mm-hmm. So when the Holy Spirit empowers you, you begin to operate beyond your natural capacity. You start hearing divine instructions, seeing opportunities others overlook, and solving problems by the wisdom of God. Mm. It's literally divine strategy. And it's a cheat code. That's for my brothers and sisters who just want it plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A cheat code. It really is. Up, down, left, right. You know what I mean? Come on, my gamers, back in the day on the PlayStation, PS2. You know what I'm saying? Somebody ain't gonna like that. I don't care though. Take it up with him. And then come back. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12:7 says, "The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." That means every believer has been given a measure of the Spirit's power to bring benefit, to bring change, and to bring the kingdom of God into the earth. Mm-hmm. What is your measure? Hallelujah. So when you carry unction, you don't just react. You respond with spiritual insight. When others see problems, you see solutions. When others panic, you speak peace. When others are in darkness, you bring light. Hallelujah. His light. Oh, Jesus. Light has come. Mm-hmm. See, you become a channel of blessing, not a container. Hallelujah. Not a reservoir. You become a channel. You pour out. As he pours into you, you pour out. Hallelujah. Overflow. In Jesus' name. I will bless you. Genesis 12:2 says, "I will bless you and you shall be a blessing." That's what the unction does. It makes you a conduit of heaven on earth. Oh my. Yeah. Hallelujah. So I definitely like to keep it practical, very, very simple. How do you maintain the unction to function every day? These are four keys from scripture, of course, that I use and I believe will help you. 1. Stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be filled with the Spirit, not just once, continuously. Stay in prayer, worship, and the word so your spiritual tank never runs dry." Obedience. Walk in obedience. The unction flows strongest in surrendered hearts. When you obey God's instructions, even in small things, he entrusts you with greater things. Live in purity and humility. That's a struggle for so many, including myself. You know, at a point, you know, humility, purity. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:21 says, "If anyone cleanses himself from dishonor, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master." The purer the vessel, the freer the flow. 4. Be a blessing. Be a blessing to others. God's anointing increases when you pour into others. You are blessed to be a blessing. So every time you serve, encourage, or intercede for someone, you're functioning in your divine purpose. I think I'm almost on my time, because I truly believe that and this is just me, we get straight to it. Get straight to it. Cut the fat. I'm not here to fluff. I'm not here to sugarcoat. I'm not here to do any of those things. So now, let's activate what we've learned. Wherever you are, if you're driving right now, it's Saturday morning. If you're driving, lift one hand. But if you're at home, you're somewhere stationary, lift your hands and repeat this prophetic decree. I decree and declare that I am anointed and empowered by the Spirit of God. It is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I have the unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are active in my life. I am a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the Master. I am a solution to the problems of others. I am blessed to be a blessing. The Spirit of wisdom, revelation, and power rest upon me. I function under divine authority and grace. I bear fruit that remains in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for the unction of the Holy Spirit that empowers us to function in purpose and power. Lord, stir up every gift inside of your people. Awaken the fire, the calling, and the boldness to walk in divine purpose. Let every listener become a channel of blessing and a solution to the needs around them. May your anointing rest upon their homes, their work, and their ministries. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, family, remember this. You are not ordinary. You carry the unction to function, the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in purpose, authority, and victory. Keep pressing into God's presence, and you will never run dry. This has been Unveiled by Grace podcast. I'm your host, your brother, David. Until next time, stay anointed, stay aligned, and stay walking in grace. Shalom.